What is going on, Jet fans? Matt O'Leary back with another video. We've made it to our final game preview of the season. It's crazy how fast the season goes, but unfortunately, I think most Jet fans will agree with me on this one. Kind of ready for this season to be over. So glad this is the final game preview of the season. It's the 3-13 Jets, who are 28th in points for, 30th in points against the Buffalo Bills, who are 11-5 and are 6th in points for and 12th in points against. Reminder, I'm doing a free-to-play $100 contest. If the winner of my People Guess game answers all their questions correctly or has the highest score, you'll take home $100. It takes 30 seconds to play. Like I said, it's free. You answer 5 prediction questions on the game. Easy to enter, fun to play, get in on the fun. So the big question from this game is, are the starters going to play for Buffalo? If so, for how long? And does it matter? I say no. The Jets defense over the last 4 weeks, they've given up 34, 48, 29, and 42 points over their last 4 games. Their point differential for the month of December was historically bad. I think Mitch Trubisky, Ty Johnson, and Jackson Hawes can carve up this Jets secondary pretty good. So it doesn't matter if it's Josh Allen and James Cook and the regular cast of characters, Dalton Kincaid, that we're used to beating up on the Jets pretty good. Don't think it matters. And the first time these two teams played, Mitch Trubisky had to come in for a couple of plays. And the one throw he made was a great one. Ended up beating Sauce Gardner for a big gain over the middle of the field. And obviously things a lot different in week 2 than week 18. But this Jets team has gotten worse since the beginning of the season. For the Jets, they're starting Brady Cook again. He unfortunately has been very bad. He has a 52.9 passer rating through 4 games, 1 touchdown to 7 interceptions, and 3 fumbles. This is the last game at Highmark Stadium, or whatever you know the Buffalo Bills Stadium as. Bills are going to want to go out with a bang, right? You know, I shouldn't say it's the last regular season game. There's still a chance, maybe they're a wild card team, but if things break right, they may host another game in the playoffs. But very well possibly their last game. I think it's just going to be a party from Jump Street. Wouldn't surprise me in a way if, like, you maybe get a quarter of their starters, right? Like, they play for a little bit, maybe a couple drives. They treat it as a preseason game. The Jets have treated the last month of the season as preseason games. So I think this is just going to be a party for the Buffalo Bills. For my sleeper picks, we don't have anything. Sleeper doesn't have anything right now for Jets Bills because no one knows if the starters are playing or not. So I just did 3 picks from around the league. I have Trevor Lawrence, 200 plus passing yards this week. Christian McCaffrey as an anytime touchdown scorer. And Jackson Smith and Jigba with 6+ receptions. Use my promo code O'Leary for a deposit match up to $100 or a free $20 no deposit required promo. Terms and conditions apply. Let's get into my picks for this one. We're not going to go crazy long. There's not a ton to break down in this game. I'm 11-5 straight up picking these games and 9-7 against the spread. Let's see if we can end with a win. The Jets are 7-point road dogs. I'm taking the Bills -7. I think this is it was surprising to see this line just be at a touchdown. And I know that there's probably going to be some people who are like, this is a red flag. I'm going to jump on the Jets as underdogs here. Vegas knows something. Not buying it. Bills -7. Bills 33-6. Jets end their season 3-14. And I'll say end with the 3rd pick in the NFL draft. That'll do it for me and this one, guys. Let me know your thoughts on this one down below in the comments. I'm Matt O'Leary. Subscribe if you're new. And I'll catch you next time.